This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And happening Saturday night, a fundraiser for Friends of Umpqua Valley Police Canines and Rosemary West in. And talk about, first of all, before we get to the fundraiser, just about what Friends of the Umpqua Valley Police Canines is all about.
Of course. We've been around since 2011, and we've been raising funds for use by the law enforcement community, those that have canine programs. So what we do is we help purchase the canines themselves. We house them, equip them, train them, take care of any extraordinary medical expenses, specialty expenses, and help retrofit the vehicles so that the vehicles can not only have a dog in it, but perhaps a perpetrator.
So how did you get involved in all this?
Oh, you can thank the former police chief, Jim Burge. He knew I was a dog lover, and he invited me, and I invited a couple of my friends, to a demonstration at Sunshine Park that was given by the city of Springfield Police Canine. And we left that day, and I just told Jim, count us in, we'll do what we can. And the first year, I think we raised about $35,000, and that was within a matter of months. So,
well, and for a number of years, if I remember correctly, a lot of the agencies didn't have police canines, right?
Correct. We started out with the city of Roseburg, and they acquired two early on, and then the Douglas County Sheriff's Office got involved, and the city of Winston, and we also have the city of Reedsport. They have a dually trained patrol and drug narcotics detection dog in Canine Penny.
Now, one of the things about these dogs is the agencies seem to be real generous at helping each other out when one is needed.
Absolutely. They know no jurisdictional boundaries. So if Reedsport needs somebody, and obviously the sheriff's office has a presence there, if they need a canine, they'll ship out a canine. If the city of Roseburg needs a canine, then perhaps the city of Winston will be on schedule. So, yeah, that's one thing I think is really just awesome, in as much as the jurisdictions themselves they're not confined by their physical boundaries.
So these animals, there's a lot more that goes into a police canine than just acquiring a dog.
Correct.
So talk about that.
Well, there's obviously a handler. The dog resides on the property with the handler, not necessarily in the handler's home. And the dog is expected to travel back and forth to work with the handler. And from what the handlers tell me, every day they are training in some way, shape, or form with that dog.
And a lot of training goes on before an agency ever gets the animal.
Correct. The dogs are usually about a year and a half or 2 years old by the time they're acquired by our group or the agency itself. And then there's training that has to be done between the person identified as the handler and the dog so that the dog and the handler can pick up on each other's tells.
Wow. So a lot goes into this, but the animals can be very advantageous with a lot of situations.
Oh, absolutely, especially if you're trying to find somebody in a large store like Costco, because their sense of smell is just so acute, more acute than obviously ours. And they're good at finding stuff on a trail. Yeah.
So talk about what's going to happen Saturday night if people come out to Melrose Vineyards for this event.
Okay, so Saturday is our annual fundraiser. We call it Canines in the Grapevines because basically that's what we are, canines. As many canine teams as we can get there. And of course, that's always depending upon what's going on in the community. If there's a 911 or something that requires a canine. We will have a live auction, silent auction. In fact, Mr. Sam Lee has graciously agreed to be our auctioneer. And Lieutenant Brad O'Dell will be emceeing for us again from the Sheriff's Office. And so we've got some great, great items up for auction. There will be a light dinner that is served. Tickets are $60 a piece. We'll have canine demonstrations. And I think what we're going to do is have the dog, the opportunity is for the public to be able to get up close and personal with the teams. So that's always first and foremost in our minds.
So if people want to get tickets, how do they do that?
You can either go to Eventbrite, or you can call and leave a message on our message line, and the number is 541 492-6838. Or again, you can go to www.eventbrite.com.
And anything else you want to mention about why these dogs are such a worthy investment?
Oh boy, where could I start? Well, they're dogs first. They are trained police dog second, basically. So it's always fun to be able to interact with the dog when it's not on alert, when it's not, you know, hunting for someone and doing its job. But it's just, there's so much. I just encourage everybody to come out with your questions. The canine handlers are just so willing to share any information about their canine partner with whoever's asking.
All right, Rosemarie, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much for the invitation.
8:37 in the morning.